This is Northwest News from KPLU. After working to defeat a plan for a giant methanol plant, the grassroots environmental group Redline Tacoma has turned a critical eye toward another big energy project. Now people affiliated with that group say they've received a phone poll they think is aimed at persuading them to soften their views. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Puget Sound Energy wants to build the plant at the Port of Tacoma to store liquefied natural gas and sell it as a marine fuel. The project has only recently drawn a lot of public attention in the wake of the methanol controversy. Bradley Thompson is affiliated with Redline Tacoma and says his housemate received a phone poll about the project and put the call on speakerphone. He says it started like a regular public opinion survey.
But then I would say it was also what's called or known sometimes as push polling, where you're kind of giving the information you want the other person to receive, but it's veiled, if you will, as a public opinion poll.
For example, Thompson says the pollster said that Puget Sound Energy has already received all its permits. That's not really true. A shoreline permit is in the appeals process, and there are others the company needs to get from Tacoma and Fife. PSE spokesman Grant Ringel says the purpose of the poll is not to change people's minds, but instead to find out what customers think of the project. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.